broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for March the 3rd in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we are convinced the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, replete with its checks and balances, put in place by the founders, absolutely brilliant. One of the great solutions to restore the republic. Yes, we're in perilous times, and yes, we got a road to hoe, but you know what? We have a positive attitude, and Americans are absolutely unstoppable if they turn to God. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. By the way, it is a freedom-loving fantastic. We're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time Friday. And that's great news. We got a lot to cover today. Got a lot of news the networks refuse to use. Let's see. Hour one and hour two. Hour one, Sam and Kurt. Hour two, the good sheriff, Sheriff Richard Mack, joins us. So we'll be hanging out with him second hour. Let's start with a recap of yesterday's broadcast. We talked about Kellyanne Conway called racist because of her, quote, White House couch photo. I guess she had her high heels on or whatever, her shoes on, and she kind of jumped up on the couch there to try to get an angle to get a great photo of Donald Trump spending time with black educational leaders. Well, she's racist. She wouldn't have done that if it was anybody dignified, you know. Ladies and gentlemen, these people are absolutely about to lose it. The liberals are on the run. They don't know what to do. And the bottom line is they will turn anything into a racist discussion when they know they can't win the argument. Okay, even Senator Joe Manchin now is being beat up for meeting with the Breitbart staff. They say he's a racist. He says, you know what, I don't care what you guys say. I'll meet with anybody on the right, the left, in the middle. It doesn't matter. I'm open to talk to anybody. Ladies and gentlemen, the race card lie is about over. They've just ran that into the ground where nobody even believes them anymore. Everybody's a racist if you disagree with their liberal, belligerent, psychotic narrative. Donald Trump, quote, my job is not to represent the world. My job is to represent the United States of America. Good for the Donald. In Donald Trump's incredible speech on Tuesday night, he reiterated his promise to extinguish ISIS in his speech. That's good news. We support, you know, getting rid of terrorism. But Trump also promises to eliminate limits on defense spending. Has he lost his mind? You cannot have a pro-warrior mentality, folks. That's not God's way. Yes, we'll defend ourselves, but we need to look at war as sometimes a necessary evil. But we run around and say we're not the world's leader, we're the United States leader. But then we say we're going to have unlimited spending for defense. Has he lost his mind? He also noted that he's calling for one of the largest increases in defense spending in U.S. history. We don't need to spend more money, folks. We need to spend less. Again, we'll support anybody when they're right on the principles, and we'll reject anybody when they're not on the right principles. Not because it's about people or rejecting individuals or divisions, but because it's about standing on the principles. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to have a humble foreign policy. We don't need to go hawkish. We don't need to just, you know, promote our great warriors. We're not a warlike people. At least we're not supposed to be. President Donald Trump honors widow Karen Owens. She's widow of Ryan Owens, who died in the service of his country. Very touching. Good for the Donald. But again, we need to stop short of praising warriors. But we need to do need to have gratitude for those who have served their country well. Liberal CNN commentator Van Jones even spoke up and said that Navy SEAL tribute was one of the greatest American speeches and opportunities in politics. If Donald does that, he'll find a way to serve in the Oval Office for 8 years. The Democrats are freaking out. They had media praise on both sides of the aisle for the Donald. Some Democrats will never be happy, though, even when the Donald was giving the war, or the widow Karen Owens, of slain Navy SEAL. Even then, a lot of the Democrats wouldn't even stand up and support President Trump in that. It just shows how divisive, how evil they really are. They'll never be happy. They'll never stand for unity on anything. Democrats refused to applaud the idea of America putting its own citizens first. In my personal opinion, those people ought to be ran out of town on a rail. Not literally, but impeached for their abuses. What do you mean Americans aren't first? What do you mean we can't look at the laws of America and uphold them? Are these people traitors to the cause? All I can tell you is they've gone too far now. Republicans immediately stood and cheered Trump's call, but the Democrats gave no visual support whatsoever. GOP lawmakers praised Donald's speech and said, let's get to work. Well, then why don't you start by appealing Obamacare? You folks talk, talk, talk. Now all we hear is the Democrats are complaining because you got a hidden bill that the American people can't see. What is up with that? Republicans, you're melting down. You're spiraling down to the inner sanctum tactics of a star chamber. You're out of control. It's got to stop. You're doing what the Democrats have done. You're doing what Americans just do not want. Well, Donald also praised Maureen Scalia, Justice Scalia's widow, and praising Justice Scalia, Donald got another standing O. That was our One of Liberty Roundtable Live Hour 2, brought to you in part by thepowermall.com at 877-817-9829, thepowermall.com. Also brought to you by Raw Honey, delivered directly to your door. To learn more, get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. That's Raw Honey, delivered directly to your door, 801-669-2211, or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. We talked about Trump reaffirms tough stance on immigration, despite reports that he's considering amnesty. Democrats are groaning when Donald announces new office to help victims of immigrant crime. Ladies and gentlemen, we don't need special crime. There's not a difference between immigrant crime and American citizen crime. Crimes are crimes, and there's already penalties for those things. So I reject the Donald spending new money on a new department. Again, what he's really doing, as far as I can tell, by the time he backs government health care his own way, if we're not careful, by the time he backs increased spending for the military, by the time he creates this special victims crime center for illegal crime, as if other crime is not illegal somehow, by the time he backs child care, by the time he, pretty soon what we're doing is getting rid of a lot of government to just redirect it to, instead of Democrat expenditures, it'll be Republican expenditures. Nevertheless, neither of them are constitutional. See, that's the problem. We talked about a fact check, what really happened when they gave Donald a standing O. We talked about the CNN poll that 7 in 10 are more confident with the Donald after his speech. We talked about only 3% of NBC reports depicted Donald Trump in a positive light. Wow, what a disgrace for the mainstream press. No wonder he hates them. No wonder they're melting down and becoming sidelined. The American people are too smart for it. And unless these gatekeepers get a clue, they'll continue to be second tier. The mainstream press will continue to capitulate, and the new media will take center stage. Trump administration is considering a 37% cut to the State Department in an effort to increase spending on the military. See what I mean? We're just trading one bad government for another if we're not very careful, folks. Hundreds of non-citizens now registered to vote in Ohio. Investigation also finds that many of them did vote. Oh, no voter fraud, huh? Hundreds in Hawaii or in Ohio. How many in the border states of Texas and New Mexico and Arizona? And how many in California, et cetera, et cetera? How many? Is Donald right that there's vote fraud? Yes, he is. We also talked about Ann Coulter's incredible column, How to Provide Universal Healthcare, using this one easy trick. Boy, is she spot on. What we need is for health insurance to be available on the free market with lots of companies competing for your business. Basic health insurance would cost about $50 a person. In a free market, there would be endless variety of consumer-driven options and plans, from catastrophic plan for the risk oblivious to extravagant plans to the risk adverse. You know, just like every other product in America, that's how it'd be. You say, well, how does Ann know it'd be $50 a month per person? Oh, because the Christians are already doing it. By law, you can't call it health care. Oh, no, that'd be illegal to say health care. You got to call it health share programs. But the Christians already have it eked out. Obamacare exemption. All you got to do is give that exemption to everybody and let the free market work. Get government out of the way is the point. Anyway, the Christians are already doing it. There's a lot of health care, well, health share services out there that are already doing this for about the $50 a person price that she explains. So there you have it. That's a recap of the award-winning broadcast yesterday, available at libertyroundtable.com and available on your Roku player. Look for the Liberty News Radio channel. Live and on-demand radio always available at libertynewsradio.com. LibertyNewsDaily.com for the best news service on the net. Quick pause. News the networks refuse to use today starts in seconds on Liberty Roundtable Live.
We fought. We learned. We struggled. We won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare. The war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Recent studies show that parents who smoke in the home are more likely to have children who smoke.
Yes, in fact, my brother, he's 22 now, he told me and my father that's why he started smoking. One of the reasons why he started smoking is because my dad was around, you know, and they saw my dad smoking. My dad said, okay, I don't want you to smoke. I don't want you to, you know, watch what I'm doing.
Recent studies also show that in homes where parents don't smoke, their children usually don't smoke either.
I am the way I am because my grandparents taught me what not to do. They gave me morals. They gave me belief. They gave me something to believe in. They just taught me well. I love them. I do.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, Sam and Kurt, hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, always on tap when you're listening to Liberty Roundtable Live, libertynewsradio.com for the live stream on your Roku player, free, live, and on demand. Look for the Liberty News Radio channel to check that out, folks. All right, now, the IRS, they say, is under the gun. But, Kurt, I don't mean to be cynical about this. I'm telling you right now that we've heard this forever. Whenever the Republicans get in power, they tell you, man, the IRS is on the ropes. They're going down. Man, I'm telling you right now, people back in the 90s, literally, they called it the Freshman Revolution, and Newt getting rich, who cheated on his wife's and melted down multiple, you know, anyway. He was at the helm. They had a contract with America. Sad to say, it turned out to be the contract on America. They really said they were going after the IRS, buddy. They were going to get it done. People went on TV. They disguised their voices. The IRS attacked me. It was horrible. And they did all this stuff. It was all political theater. It was psychotic. Then what happened is they did absolutely nothing.
That's
absolutely
right.
Nothing. And then the IRS got bigger and more abusive and hostile. And then, oh, what, 20 years later, the scandal comes out. I should say, what, 15 years later? The scandal comes out that, oh, my gosh, they're attacking all the conservatives. Man, how do you like that? And then the liberal thugs were all in power. You know, Barack Hussein Obama and the Democrats took over because the Republicans lost their way, is how they would describe it. By golly, they just got so confused. I mean, it was almost like a, what do they call those rooms, Kurt, where you go in there and then you have to try to find your way out, like a maze or what do they call those? Anyway, they acted like they just got all confused and they got turned around and they didn't know where they were going. We got lost. But you know what? We're back on target. We're all good. Elect us again. And the American people ignorantly did so. And now we've got, you know, the Republican president, Mr. Donald Trump. We've got the Republican House, the Republican Senate. We're about to have Republican courts. We've got Republican states, Republican governors, Republican legislatures all over the country, and we still can't get it done. They're stuck on stupid. They're just stuck on dur. Well, we were going to get it done, but now it's really hard. In fact, my goodness, we didn't even know we'd get elected. We're shocked, and we don't even know what to do now. Well, let me explain to you folks what you do very simply. If it's constitutional, you keep it. You got it? I'm going to say that again because it's really simple. It's not even a whole line. If it's constitutional, keep it. What's that, five words, Kurt? If it's constitutional, keep it. Right? Five words. That's how you govern. That's how you go forward. That's how you square yourself with the supreme law of the land. And that's how you square yourself with God, with family, and with country. And that's how you protect life, liberty, and property. And that's how you reject any other narrative. And you don't base it on people or opinions or money. You base it on the reality of the rule of law and God's moral, ethical code. You got it? If it's constitutional, keep it. Now, I'm going to change it slightly. How many words do we need for this? If it's not constitutional, shut it down. You got it? You got 12 words to remember, you idiots up there on Capitol Hill. You folks that lost your way in the maze, you act like you're at Disneyland or something. Or you're in grade school with all your recesses, and I mean, you're off work more than you're on work, and we pay you 10 times the average American salary for it. You would say, oh, no, Samuel, it's only 5 times. Yeah, what about all your perks and all your days off? I mean, it goes on and on and on and on. All right, let me give you the 12 words again. If it's constitutional, keep it. If it's not constitutional, shut it down. If it's not constitutional, shut it down. You got 12 words, Kurt. Now, let me understand. Could this govern the nation? Could this get it done in a proper, appropriate way? Kurt, all you got to do is look at an item and say, if it's constitutional, we're going to keep it. We're going to fund it. We're going to appropriately carry it forward. It's necessary. And if it's not constitutional, we're simply going to get rid of it. We're going to defund it. We're going to sunset the laws. We're not going to crash the republic. We're not going to crash the plane. We're going to intelligently work our way out of things. I'll take the third rail of politics, take Social Security, for instance. I wouldn't shut it off tomorrow. Even if I had the authority, I would not. It would crash the plane, folks. It'd be stupid. We've made promises to people we need to keep, okay? Let's not be belligerent or irrational about this. But let's acknowledge that it's a communist-style Ponzi scheme. All right? Let's just acknowledge that reality. And now let's find a way to extract ourselves from it. And the way you start with that is you sunset every provision. You plan for the sunset time and date, right? You get that done. And then you move forward with slowly dismantling it by offering opportunities. Hey, so you know, above, say, you know, 55 years old, you're just going to finish out per normal, okay? Any of you who are 25 and less, we're just going to simply get you out of the system. You're not going to get anything back. You're going to lose a little bit. We're so sorry about that, but we can't help it. Or we create a sliding scale year by year. The people in the middle are going to be given some kind of incentive to get the heck off the system. What do they call those in the business world? You know, they let you go early and they give you a what? What's that called, Kurt? You remember what that's called?
Golden parachute?
Well, that's only if you're like an elite CEO rich sucker.
Oh, yeah.
The rest of us, they don't call them golden parachute. They call them severance, yeah. You get enough just so you don't die and melt down and lose your house while you try to look for your next job. That kind of stuff.
Good point.
Yeah. All right. Now, I bring all that up because this is very simple as they debate the IRS. Headline from the mainstream press says this, Kurt. IRS, already depleted, is facing deep cuts under Donald Trump. Alan Rappaport writes the piece. And it says, President Trump has a rocky past with the Internal Revenue Service, Kurt, which he has complained audits him over and over and over unfairly. Now he wants to significantly cut the tax agency's funding at a time when it's already bleeding staff and struggling to keep up with the flood of returns ahead of tax day. The plans revealed this week in documents associated with the White House budget outlines the situation. It puts Mr. Donald Trump at odds with his own Treasury Secretary, Stephen Mnuchin. You see, Stephen Mnuchin has argued, Kurt, that the IRS needs more money and a larger staff. See, Stephen Mnuchin's on crack, Kurt. The IRS needs more money and more staff, more ability to abuse the citizens that it's abused for what? Ever since World War II times when they put the temporary tax in place and then lied to us and never got rid of it? Since then, you mean, Mnuchin? See, Mnuchin's ignorant as all get out on this topic. They say the poor IRS, though, is on the ropes, Kurt, just like back in the refreshment Republican Revolution time in the 90s, 20 years ago. Another round of cuts, tax experts say, could put one of the few federal departments that actually pays for itself on life support, Kurt. Oh, my goodness. The IRS might even go on life support, folks. This is an agency that has already had every last drop squeezed out of it, Kurt, said Dennis J. Vantry or something, Jr. He's a member of the IRS Advisory Council. We got to have an advisory council, too. And he's a law professor at the University of California, Davis, as well. I don't know how the poor IRS is going to sustain itself. Now, the White House Budget Office, Curtis, proposed a 14% cut to the IRS for the fiscal year that begins in October. They're going to cut it, Kurt, to $9.65 billion. Now, understand that 6 years ago, it stood at $12 billion. If you count inflationary realities, it's $13.6 billion. But if it's approved, they say the cuts would happen when their number of audits is down significantly and customer service complaints are up. As a result of the drop in funding, Mr. Mnuchin surprised folks in his Senate confirmation hearing when he said that one of his priorities would be to rebuild the IRS.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
An openly gay female police officer from Ithaca, New York, has filed a federal discrimination lawsuit against the department employing her, demanding millions of dollars in damages because of supposed injuries she has suffered because of the department's heteronormative ideology. Sarah Cruz, who has been employed by the Ithaca PD for 10 years, complains that because she is openly gay, she faces the risk of false accusations of sexual abuse from female prisoners. Like most departments, the Ithaca PD has a policy requiring that female prisoners be searched and transported by on-duty female officers. In her lawsuit, Cruz denounces that policy as outdated, stereotypical, and inherently discriminatory. The lawsuit also claims that Cruz has been singled out for retaliatory administrative discipline and punitive duty transfers after speaking out, concerning the alleged mistreatment. This case is just another step up the ladder to bringing the light to the LGBTQ community that they deserve under our Constitution, pontificates attorney Ed Kopko, who is representing Cruz. This doesn't address the fact that criminal suspects and even those convicted of criminal offenses enjoy legal and constitutional protections, which include a measure of privacy that is violated when female detainees are physically searched or otherwise scrutinized by male officers. The lawsuit claims that in March 2011, Cruz was harassed by a female prisoner who was aware that the officer is openly gay and threatened to invent false sexual misconduct accusations against her. A heterosexual male in similar circumstances would face the same potential risks. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Yes, you are. Sam and Kurt, take it on the IRS. How many people have the guts to take on the IRS, huh? Be so bold and blatant in America. When they say free speech, rights are on the ropes. Oh, no. Ladies and gentlemen, the IRS has already attacked me. Oh, yeah, I hired an attorney and beat those suckers. Yeah, they also went after Kurt Crosby, and he beat them, too. And now we're sworn enemies of the IRS, and we'll fight that unconstitutional, cursed, satanic organization or agency for life. They're absolutely out of control.
Other than that, it's not so bad, huh?
You think it's not so bad, Kurt? You're really willing to say that about the IRS?
No, I'm just saying, other than that, it's not so bad.
Yeah, but you think it's not so bad other than that, really? I think it's worse than that.
Let's see, you just called it satanic. Yes, I'm trying to remember all the things, but, you know, it's sort of supposed to be a joke.
Scene. Unconstitutional.
It's supposed to be kind of funny.
I'm just trying to joke on your joke, though, and say it is that bad when it comes to the IRS. Normally, it isn't that bad. You're right, other than that. It is, though.
What's so amazing is so many people, they want to save us from, the evils of, say, the EPA or the evils of ISIS or, you know, terrorists. Threats. What do more Americans fear most? I mean, would the IRS not come at least in the top five of fears that people have?
The IRS is a terrorist organization. You want me to throw more words in there to help you along? Not only are they criminal and satanic, but they're terrorists, Kurt. Everybody's in fear of them. Look, by my dad's gravestone.
How you figure a terror.
Right there in Provo, Utah. I go visit my father's grave and everything. Right by that is a headstone that says, cause of death, IRS. If that doesn't tell you, I mean, people are ticked, Kurt. They're mad.
Yeah.
They're angry.
And you
They're
didn't put
fear.
It up there. You didn't put that headstone. That's somebody else's. I mean,
that's
it wasn't like you did that.
I almost wanted to call him up and hunt him down and put him on the radio, but I thought, over somebody's grave, maybe that's not the thing to do. But it just illustrates how evil and bad it is. So when you say, other than that, it's not so bad, my response is, yeah, except for when people think it's pretty bad, they put it on their gravestone. They must be thinking it's worse than that. They probably think it affects them even in death. Oh, it does. They steal from your children, don't they? I see. Yeah, it is that bad. That's the problem. Well, anyway, they act like the IRS is on the ropes. The poor thing is just down on cash. Donald and Stephen Mutchin are at odds. The whole administration is melting down over this. And Donald talked big and... Let me ask you a question, Kurt. In all honesty, what do you think is going to happen to the IRS?
You know, I wish I could say that what's going to happen is the Congress and the president are going to see that, hey, after all these years since 1913 and the havoc that has been placed upon the American people, that the Congress and everybody, you know, the President Trump is going to make America great again and go back to the systems that we had before that funded the federal government, fine.
And by the way, let's be clear, we stand for those proper taxes. We stand for appropriate funding of the legitimate constitutional federal government. We 100% support that.
Yeah. And so many times when people hear you or anybody say that, you know, they got a problem with the current system, they think, man, you don't want to pay for roads, or you don't want to have, you know, government doing what it's supposed to do. No, that's so far from the point. The point is, this is not the way the founding fathers set it up. And like you said before, let's see, what were your 12 words you had? If it's
constitutional,
keep it. If it's not, cut it, get rid of it, whatever.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's basically the thing to follow here.
I said, then shut it down.
Right. Yeah, I mean, the other day I got one of my favorite movies. It's called Harry's War. You know, and wouldn't it be nice if a lot of people had seen that? But I think you can see it on YouTube. But anyway, it starts out with basically it's supposed to be funny, but it's the IRS's commissioner saying, "Hey, man, if everybody realized that this whole thing is just bogus, we'd be basically out of a job and it'd ruin our whole system." Well, it's not true. Our whole system, our whole system of government managed just fine for more than 100 years without the IRS. And, we would have much more freedom and ways that people could participate in the American dream without having the terror of the IRS.
Amen to that.
Maybe coming your way.
When the people are afraid of the government, folks, we have tyranny. When the government's afraid of the people, we have liberty. What do you think we have today is the real point?
Yep.
And the IRS, Kurt, I really hope and pray that Donald can do something here. But he's already got his own cabinet that he just appointed, battling him on this issue. The Republicans aren't serious. They never have been. They talk big, but nothing happens. The insiders on both sides of the aisle, this is not a right-left paradigm, folks. It's the insiders versus the rest of us. They love the IRS because whatever party's in power can use it as a tool against their enemies. And that's what's really happening here. And that's why I hate the IRS and say it's a terrorist organization. That's why I call it a satanic organization. That's why I'm completely against it, because it's one thing to have a program that's not constitutional. That's bad enough, right? But a program that's not constitutional that at least you can say does, has some good to it, or an intent of good at least, you might, even though you don't agree, you might say, okay, I at least understand. Let me give you an example. Food stamps. I'm not for food stamps, Kurt, in any way. And in fact, I'd get rid of those too. Trust me. But at least I can say the intent is to help people. Now, I realize it undermines real health. Or help, I'm sorry, that people could get locally by a nonprofit organization or a church, or in the private sector, it could be administered and dealt with much, much, much better, and government undermines that. But at least you could say with food stamps that the intent is good. I mean, the idea and the goals and the reality are completely off the rails, right? But the intent, hey, we want to care for those who are less fortunate. I get it. But what is the IRS? What can you even say that it's good is? And what can you even say, you know what, we're feeding the hungry, we're clothing the naked, we're somehow taking care of a moral dilemma that our morality requires we do something here. Where can you even say that with the IRS? Is there anything you can even say in positive that the IRS accomplishes or does? I don't think of a single thing.
I'm trying to think.
If you say, it raises plenty of money for government, the response is, it does, but that's even negative, because the government doesn't need plenty of unlimited money. In fact, the government needs to be tethered down by the chains of the supreme law of the land. Congress needs to hold those suckers accountable by restricting their funds, and then the House of Representatives needs to answer to you and me. That's how it's supposed to work.
That's right. The only thing that at least to me, if you're a congressman, and I should say a bad congressman.
But let me stop you there. And I don't mean to interrupt, but I want to make this clear.
Yeah, go ahead.
If you're going to eke out a group of people that it helps at the expense of others, you've lost the discussion already.
Well, I know, and I agree. But this is the reason it's tough to get rid of it, is because they use it as a tool to basically offer special treatment to their contributors. And that's why it's difficult to get them to, you know, eliminate it.
See, I really would like to go to the Trump Tower and sit down with President Trump and discuss this with him and help him understand. There's three people that I would have go discuss this in Washington, D.C. with Donald Trump. I'd take two of my friends with me, in other words. You know who I'd take, Kurt?
Joe Bannister?
No, I actually wouldn't take Joe. Although I think Joe's right and spot on, and I love him to death. I'd take two people. Number one, I would take Richard Mack, the good sheriff, coming up next hour. The reason that I would is because his father worked for the FBI. And he beat Bill Clinton at the Supreme Court. And it just shows that federal governments have no authority to mandate to states anything. And so I'd explain to the Donald that the states don't even have to go along with the IRS, by the way.
Yep.
Okay.
Which is important
to understand, because if all the states just say we're out, you know, the IRS might have some jurisdiction over a 10-mile square area called Washington, D.C. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Your citizens will result in about 5 minutes if they're the only ones under that tyranny. And so that's why I'd bring Richard Mack, because he has a Supreme Court case that's landmark, that's modern, that could be used to really, without even nothing but an educational campaign, change that game, that discussion, that reality, right? Secondarily, though, I would bring Ron Paul with me. And the reason I'd bring Ron Paul is because, number one, he's been wanting to get rid of the IRS forever. And Ron Paul had a battle with Glenn Beck on Glenn Beck's radio program, where Glenn mocked Ron Paul, and when Ron was running for president, said, "You don't have a clue. We can't get rid of the IRS. What would you replace it with?" And Ron's like, "Nothing." And then Glenn Beck's like, "Oh, you're so ignorant. That'll never work. How are we going to pay for government?" And Ron just snickered and laughed at Glenn Beck and said, "You don't even know what you're talking about, my friend. Go research it and let's regroup on this thing." Well, Glenn actually had the humility to research it. And he came back and he said, "You know what? I was completely wrong. Ron is completely right." Well, good for Glenn Beck for admitting that truth. Now, I wish Glenn Beck would have done something to advocate for that cause ever since. But see, since Glenn has not been attacked by the IRS, he doesn't understand the gravity of the situation, and he's not a sworn enemy like we are. So all I'm telling you is that Glenn did good by at least researching it and admitting the truth. He hasn't used his influence to make a change, which is sad. But I'd bring Ron Paul because he can document it and provide solutions as well as anybody.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, Kurt. So anyway, the IRS, they're out of control. They need to be stopped. But I have a feeling nothing will get done, Kurt. That's my view. I wish that it would. I pray that it will. I just don't see it. They talk. I'm just so jaded, so cynical, so that I'm not saying we can't do any good. But unless the American people rise up and do something significant to change the game, and I don't mean anything dishonest or anything immoral or anything illegal. Of course, I would never advocate for any such things. But you could stop the IRS in about 5 seconds. And the way you'd do it is a million Americans would send a postcard in every single day to the IRS. You get a million postcards going through the mail every single day to the IRS. You'd literally shut down the post office and the mail service and the IRS all in one boom. We will not stop until you get rid of the unconstitutional, satanic, terroristic organization called the IRS that has abused us for way too long, and we're not going to take it anymore. It would be legal. I can send a postcard to anybody I want to. It'd be moral because we're just peacefully creating a, what do you call it, a peaceful assemblage via postcards. We have every right to peacefully assemble and advocate for a cause and push for a redress of grievance, if you will. And all the postcard would say is shut down the IRS. Shut down the Internal Revenue Service. Six words. And if you call shut down, shut dash down, a single, you know, compound word or whatever, then it's five words. Okay, I'm telling you, we could do this, folks, peacefully. But not enough Americans are engaged, Kurt. The average American is just like, hey, can you turn on the porn or the sports or the whatever? And that's where we are, folks. We're an immoral nation, and therefore, we're just going to expect more and more and more abuses as long as we remain immoral. To expect anything
different.
Wouldn't it
be cool?
Kurt, to expect anything different is what never was and never will be. You cannot be immoral and have the blessings of God and have a free country. Cannot do it.
Yeah, wouldn't it be cool if March Madness was really
to get rid of the IRS, we're so
that,
dang mad we can't
take
it anymore.
Everybody
now
was mad because it was the month before, you know, that whole thing. But yet, March Madness is all about, you know, basketball, etc. But I think we should just change it. We're talking about it's March Madness because we're mad about keeping that unconstitutional agency, you know, so let's move forward with March Madness, you know.
Yeah.
March it right out of practice.
Right out of existence. Yeah. But see, you can do it, Kurt, on this simple idea about it being constitutional. Okay? Again, yep. I'm going to go back to the very start of the claim that I made.
Make
if it's
American
constitutional, keep it. If it's not constitutional, shut it down. All right, now, I agree with the Make America Great Again phrase. The problem that I have with that phrase a little bit, Kurt, is that it doesn't teach anything. It doesn't educate. It doesn't advocate for principle. It's just a great-sounding phrase, which I agree with. Don't get me wrong. I agree with the phrase. But if it's constitutional, keep it. If it's not constitutional, shut it down. It actually gives you guidance and direction and education and solutions. Make America Great Again sounds awesome. Sounds really cool. But I don't really see that it... I mean, everybody can agree with it. We're going to make America great again. Even if they're like communist thugs and they don't want to, they would say, well, if we make America communist, it'll be great again. That would be their view. See, whereas the guidance that I'm providing is based on solutions, is based on education and an understanding of what it's going to take to make America great again. All right, Senate confirms two individuals, Kurt, Ben Carson and Rick Perry. Rick Perry to the Energy Department and Ben Carson to the HUD, or, you know, Housing and Urban Development Department, or agencies, if you will. Do you have any comments about this, Kurt? Finally, the Senate got that done. In my opinion, two pretty good people.
The
Perry's
Senate,
not as
Sam,
great as I would like, but, hey, better than most by far.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and it's smart to put him there and to get his work there. I mean, he's a former Texas governor. He knows enough about that, or at least he should have connections to it. But, yeah, the Senate, CSEN, they work 24/7. Pretty much. I mean, you know, and they're always trying to get to all these things for the American people, and they finally got around to this. I mean, you know how McConnell, I mean, he's just, I mean, he almost works harder than Trump. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, Senator McConnell.
Mitch is an idiot.
I'll tell you what, just imagine, just change the top guys in the House and the Senate. Who would you change them to? I mean, for me, you got just a few in the Senate. Rand Paul would be one.
Mike Lee would be another.
You know, Ted Cruz, any of those guys.
And by the way, I don't think Rand Paul, Mike Lee, or Ted Cruz, any of those guys are perfect by any means. In other words, they don't go near far enough, but they're better than most.
Just imagine if any of those, or you had them, just the three of them running the whole thing. And then in the House, you know, you could have, Justin Amash, Gohmert, you know, the Biggs from Arizona. I mean, there's a number of really good ones that you could just, I mean, get rid of Ryan for, you know, easy. And
Gozar would be up there.
Yeah, that's right. Good point.
You know, what's that guy that from Florida that always, you know, makes it in the news for, hardcore rhetoric or whatever. Can't remember that guy's name right now.
Yeah,
anyway, all I'm telling you is that we've really got to change the guard up there, folks. It's the insiders against the rest of us, and the Republicans are, I'm telling you right now, their agenda is circling the drain, Kurt, if they don't get off stuck on stupid.
Right.
It is. I'm telling you right now, it's circling the drain. They're ready to go under. And I know that sounds like a pretty negative statement, folks, and I don't mean it to be. I do mean it to be a, quote, reality check. Oh, the reality check guy, under his free speech rights, they just shut him on down, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. Good point.
All right.
They did.
Now, this is interesting. This is very interesting in my mind, Kurt. I don't know if you know this, but there was a huge internet outage, Kurt.
Yeah, I saw something about this. I was going to ask you if you could explain what happened with, was Amazon.
So Amazon Services provides so much support for websites. Part of the problem is we learn to depend on these gargantuan companies, Google, Amazon, whatever. And they had a massive outage. And what happened is a lot of people store files there. So when you pull up their websites, a lot of the graphics or a lot of the audio or a lot of the video files and things are stored on what's called Amazon Services. Anyway, one of their services called Glacier for long-term storage, and then AWS is another one. Anyway, I digress in the technical part. I'm sorry. All I'm telling you is that they depend on a lot of this, and their server went down, Kurt. Now, remember, and I want to just kind of cast your mind back to a day or two ago, how this guy was telling you that in 30 years your shoes will be smarter than you because tech's just here. Remember this guy, this ignoramus, running around telling you your shoes are going to be smarter than you are and stuff like that? Remember that, Kurt?
Yep. That story.
And I mocked the guy because he's technically ignorant, to say the least.
Mm-hmm.
And this just proves the point, Kurt. Do you know why that huge outage happened at Amazon?
Somebody unplugged something?
Nope, but close.
What?
They had a typo, Kurt.
Typo?
Yes, sir. Roger that. They were supposed to put in a command, and Larry put in the wrong, you know, character, and like two or three characters ruined the whole thing. And they had to hard restart all the servers. They couldn't just issue a new command, Kurt, another typo fix or whatever. They couldn't just change the E to a T or whatever the case may be. They had to restart the whole servers.
Mm.
And it took them a while to discover the problem is why the outage was so long. And what happened is that typo increased the scope of the outage. They meant to take down a server or two. The problem is they had derailed a bunch of servers. So they say typo to blame for server blackout.
Oh.
What do you think of that?
A typo.
So the headline says, typo to blame. Now, Kurt, let me just stop you there and say, so my shoes are going to be smarter than me, right? But yet one little typo on a keyboard with a string from somebody just shut that whole thing right on down. Okay. What happens if somebody doesn't tie their shoes right, Kurt? Mm-hmm. What if somebody walks too far? What if somebody jumps up and down on their shoes like they're Michael Jordan Air Jordans or something, and somehow they just, well, can't take a licking and keep on ticking kind of thing? What happens then? See, these people are nuts, Kurt, and I'm saddened that this happened so simply, but my point is they don't even have code to stop some ignoramus human from putting in the wrong characters and taking the whole thing down. The computer should have said, I'm going to let you do that. You're going to take it all down, sir. I'm smarter than you, and don't do that. Mm-hmm. Why didn't it do that, Kurt? Because the answer is it's not smarter. It didn't know. It did what the humanoid creator told the creation, the computer, and it dutifully carried out what was told, which is what it ought to do. It's the creation, not the creator. That's why we'll never be above God, and that's why God's at the helm. And if we want his blessings, his protection, if we want security and liberty, then the only way to go is to turn to God, and that's where we'll get it if we're obedient to his plan, to his commands, to his direction. Nothing short of that will work. Well, the same thing's true here, Kurt. The creation will never be smarter than the creator, and we created computers, and therefore they'll never be smarter than us. Oh, it's true. They can do math facts quicker than we can, and there's certain tasks that we can, you know, have it do that can do things that are pretty neat. The idea that it's smarter than us is an ignorant statement, to say the least. I wish they could make a typo and shut down the IRS, though. You think we can get that done, Kurt? All they got to do is make a typo, and it would shut the whole sucker down, and we wouldn't even be debating it anymore.
Wow.
And then all we'd have to do is have stupid people say, I don't know how to fix it. I don't know how to put in a new command to resurrect that cursed, satanic, Luciferian, terroristic organization. It's gone forever. And then we just start singing, na, 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 hey, 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 a goodbye. Wouldn't that be a day of dawning to make America great again, Kurt?
Amen to that.
Just saying, hour one in the can, hour two coming up always at libertynewsradio.com and libertynewsdaily.com. This nation shall endure.